Our story begins outside the apartment of Dr. Donna Blanchard, where Carl Bradford has just arrived.
Dr. Blanchard, are you in there?
What do you want?
My name is Carl Bradford. I'm a private investigator.
I'm not interested, Mr. Bradford. Goodbye.
Dr. Blanchard, I know you're in the middle of fighting two lawsuits right now and have been suspended from the Westside Hospital.
Get out of my building or I'm going to call the police.
I just want to ask you a few questions.
I'm not allowed to talk to anybody about my case, even if I wanted to, which I don't.
I'm not here to talk about what happened at Westside, Doctor. I want to talk about your work at New York Hospital.
Goodbye, Mr. Bradford.
My, my. A little testy, aren't we? I wonder what she has to hide.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples. While working in her office, Marilyn receives a phone call.
This is Marilyn. Hi, Dr. Sellers. You have the results of my tests? Your office? Can't you just tell me over the phone? Oh, I see. Well, I can be there at 3 p.m. Okay, see you then. Why does she want to see me in person?
At the Bedford Hills Correctional Facility, Andrew has just entered the visitation room to see Larissa.
Well, I guess this is my lucky week for visitors.
Hello, Larissa.
Does this mean you have your memory back?
No. I remember a few things, but not that much.
Well, what are you doing here?
It hasn't jogged my memory, but it certainly makes everything much more real for me.
You mean seeing the woman you wanted dead? Or maybe it's seeing my huge stomach and knowing you're going to be a father in a few weeks. Which one is it?
Both, actually. I knew you were pregnant, but somehow I separated myself from it.
Andrew, our son is due on Christmas Day, but at this point, I'm not sure I'm going to last that long.
I can't picture myself as a father.
Neither can I, knowing what I know now.
But there's no denying it's about to happen.
I don't expect you to be involved in the baby's life, Andrew, darling. And I know you want that.
I don't think I'm ready to be anybody's dad. But you're in prison, so someone has to take care of the baby.
Well, I've hired a nanny already. Someone I can trust. She can take care of the baby until I get out of this place.
You managed to hire a nanny from in here?
Oh, I had one of my people to do it. She can take care of the baby, Andrew, and you don't have to do a thing. I have talked to my lawyer about drawing up papers for you to sign.
Papers? What kind of papers?
Divorce papers. Custody papers. And with a few signatures, you can relinquish your rights to the baby and you'll never have to worry about him again, okay?
You want me to sign away my child?
You said yourself you didn't want him.
I didn't quite say that.
Andrew, darling, if you think you can try to hold on to my money by using the baby, you can forget it. It's not going to work.
You must really think I'm a horrible person.
I don't think it. I had it proven to me on our wedding day. Duh.
You tried to kill me that day. What did I do to you?
Oh, you had your mistress at church that day. I heard you talking to her.
My mistress? I have a mistress?
Hannah Richards? You've forgotten her too, I guess, huh?
Richards?
Oh, you remember?
No, it can't be. No, but I have to go now.
Wait, are you going to sign these papers or not?
We'll have to talk about this another time. I have to get out of here.
Dr. Hunt's office at the Westside Hospital, Adriana is under hypnosis.
Okay, Adriana. I want you to go back to when you were 15 years old. The last thing you remembered was your father being upset that you came home late from school. Can you remember that conversation?
He was angry. He said that I was supposed to be home by 4 o'clock, and it was 6:30.
Can you remember where you were that day?
I was at the library, Daddy.
Were you really at the library, Adriana?
No, I wasn't.
Where were you?
I was with him.
Who? A friend?
I can't see his face.
Were you at his house?
I'm not sure. I think we were in a car. His car.
Were you driving? What are you seeing?
We were parked. I can see the whole city from up here.
And you still can't see his face? Was he one of your classmates?
He was older. He was on a business trip.
A business trip? How much older, Adriana?
He has his hand on my leg. He's moving it closer to me. Now we're kissing. Sweet, gentle kisses.
At TM Productions, Hannah is working at her desk when Carl walks up.
Hello, Hannah. It's nice to see you again.
Hello, Carl. Charlie's expecting you. Although we're still not sure what you want to see him about.
It's a personal matter.
Okay, well, go right in.
Thanks.
Oh, and Carl? Charlie Walker has been trying to call you several times. He said you're not returning her calls.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been so busy, you know. Hello, Charlie. I'm Carl Bradford.
Hello.
I want to talk to you about your father, Charlie. Turner Dean.
At Rex's apartment, Agnes is alone when she hears a knock on the door.
Did Rex forget his key?
You!
Hello, Agnes. It's so good to see you again.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.